But Len, first of all, congratulations. A good win, pretty comfortable enough in the end after a tight maybe 50 or so minutes.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. Thanks very much. Very tight game. It was definitely one of the toughest games we've played all year. It just pulled away there in the last 10 or 12 minutes there. Probably when they got the sin bin, to be fair, you won. They dragged her down because she's one on one. He's probably done the right thing looking back because he missed the penalty. But no, really, really intense game, really good free flowing game. We ran out probably comfortable ones at the end, but it was definitely on the sideline. It was on the edge up to the last 5 minutes now, to be fair. But no, the girls deserve it. They've trained hard since this COVID thing came in. They've trained well together as a group, and they've put in the hard yards, and they deserve a wee deal, I guess, now.
Yeah, got off to a good start, you know, laid down a marker very early on, and then got hit with two goals.
Yeah, that's right. They just seemed to be coming through us there at the half back line, and the corner half forwards started to come up the field, and we just weren't picking up as much as we like to do it. But I'd say they're a free flowing football team, they're class outfit. They can take the scores when they're given the opportunities. But in fairness, the second half now, it won't get scored until the last 10 minutes.
Well, you were good before half time, and you're really back in it.
Yeah, we just got a score before half time, and we're going to make a point. So, which is a bonus, but we weren't playing some of our best football. But to be fair, we won't let. So no, we just regrouped there at half time and sorted a few problems and got her going, and we defended fairly well with no more goals in, which was the key, and we just pushed on then.
And as you say, the penalty was initially saved, and then Ailish Ward came close, crashed it off the crossbar.
That's right. I was just thinking to myself there for 2 seconds, this wasn't going to be our day. You had two chances at goals, but listen to me, I kept them probably in the game for the last 6 or 7 minutes. And then
a lot of big performances out there, and the one thing I noticed, 10 different scores.
Yeah, we worked on that, Tom, after the second, third game. We weren't getting enough scores for the amount of possession we were getting, but that was because players wasn't taking the responsibility beyond themselves. But we worked on our training, and then we had girls with more confidence in front of goal, so we didn't get the scores. But our defence was very strong today, I thought. Number two, Keelan Daly, was outstanding. We had 5 or 6 minors come into the panel this year. Number eight, Catherine Campbell, and Enya Galler scored the goal, and Niamh Brown, he came on there and scored a point or two at the end, and they really pushed us over the line this year, I think.
And you had a few good survivors as well from 2016. I think we last spoke back then.
That's right, Tom.
Junior champion.
That's right. We got Ailish back. Through the shovels, we're doing a bit of traveling them. They all came back this year, and then next is Niamh Boyle. She's hitting county standard now. She's really impressing on the field. And but now overall, we've a good balance of players. And a good wee thing going at the minute in St. Niles.
Yeah, so not only have you won the intermediate, you're looking forward to senior football next year, but you have an Ulster competition to play.
That's right. A quick look at them there, one of the fixtures come out there. We're looking at this year, Donegal clubs have a home venue this year, so I think it's not the end of September. But that's a down team we play too, but we'll not worry about that, Tom, for a week or two yet. Yeah. We'll knuckle down, we'll give them the week off, and we'll just knuckle down. And we're missing a few girls because some have to go to the UK with all this. Lying low for 2 weeks, it's not really going to suit us, but anyway, we'll just prepare for it in a week or two before the game.
Strange year,
yeah, but it's great. The GA is great to have. It's a focal point to go to every couple of nights of training, games, and then it's just great to get and see people. It's a bit of a downer probably that the fans couldn't come in today and watch it, but I say fair play to everybody for organising the whole event. It's been great.